Alright, we're gonna knock out one more and then it's gonna be break time. I think I need to go play some pinball. Cause I'm a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he ain't got no lame wrist. How do you think he does it? I don't know. Is he a boy or a girl? Oh, Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny twit tricks. That's where I'm at so far.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Look for a safe space, this ain't it.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fierce cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny twit tricks. On Thursdays. It is Thursday. This is Thursday. Yes. All right. And I am, wait, I am the great one. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. That homes in on and destroys motherfucking statist whiners and sissies and fucking jackasses and stupid people and sheeple all around the fucking globe. Right? This fucking cruise missile of my intellect is more deadly than the missiles that Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president, second coming of Jesus Christ, and half black, used to murder Muslims in third world countries. That's how deadly this fucking missile is. Today, it is aimed at trannies and the people who are whining about Trump's Twitter, trumping the tranny trick, twit, tricks in the military. No, how twit? Let's see, tranny trick, twits. All right, I'll keep working on it. This is kind of part two. We just recorded the previous episode where I read some stuff from the CSU Collegian. Now we're going to continue because, of course, there's an op-ed piece in the Collegian about this. It is written by, of course, a girl, and she's a college student. This is a terrible picture of her. I can't really tell anything. She doesn't look very attractive, though. She might be 20. So anyway, she's a 20-year-old. She's going to tell us, you know, the difference between right and wrong. She has 20 years of life experience. Jesus Christ, she's going to college. She knows everything. I'm the great one. You can send me email, God, dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. That's where you find us on the interwebs. Also, cynlibsoc.com. And, of course, you can find our Patreon page. It's at patreon.com/ I don't have a fucking Patreon page. No, I don't have a fucking Patreon. Just kidding. I finally got through a couple of videos. Got through, I don't mean to say it like got through like it was a pain in the ass. Finally got around to watching a couple of videos by Alan Roger Curry. Not his podcast, but some of his videos. Alan Roger Curry is the guy who wrote the book I said that you should buy. It's called Mode One. It's about communicating with women. And the first one was okay. So I kind of like it. He's long-winded. He's really, really fucking long-winded. And he beats it into the fucking ground. And you're saying to yourself, great one, that's the pot calling the kettle because you're the most long-winded motherfucker we've ever heard in our lives. And yes, I am. And by the way, that's Randy in the control room over there on the other side of glass scene and not heard. Not barefoot and pregnant, but, you know, close enough. And yes, I am an expert on long-windedness. And that's why I can say that this motherfucker is long-winded. And second video, he started talking about his fucking Patreon page. And God, it's like, dude, okay, we get it. You have a fucking Patreon page. Can you just say, I have a Patreon? And here's the fucking address, and then move on. But he had to talk about the fucking Patreon page for like 7 fucking minutes. Like, oh, I got more people this month than last. It's like, dude, shut up. Can you get to the talk about, get to the part about communicating, which I need right this minute, obviously, because I can't even fucking talk. But dude, can you get to the part about communicating with women, which is what we came here for, and shut the fuck up about your fucking Patreon page? And right now, you came here to hear the great one fucking rant about trannies in the military. So let's get to it. Laura Wilson, little 22-year-old bimbo, I don't know how old she is, little 20-year-old bimbo, is going to tell us truth from fiction. All right, I'm going to do it. Because they have their fucking Twitter handles in here. Twitter.com. He's find her Twitter account. See if there's a problem. Found. Really? Hang on a second. Is the internet down? Okay, the internet is not down. What the fuck is this? Problem loading page. I just not know how to type. There's an excellent chance that I just don't know how to fucking type. Here we go, Lauren Wilson. Not attractive. Let's go with that. I wouldn't necessarily say ugly. Not attractive. CSU class of 2020. So this is 2017. Since if you go when you're 18, you graduate in 4 years. So she's 19. Nice. CSU class of 2020, assistant editor and opinion writer for the Rocky Mountain Collegian. All opinions are my own. The Collegian has started doing this like in the last couple of years where every fucking op-ed piece. And again, I understand why, because you millennials, you're so fucking stupid. And it just gets stupider. It doesn't get smarter. They used to not have to do this. Now every op-ed is preceded with this. It says right here, editor's note, all opinion section content reflects the views of the individual author only and does not represent a stance taken by the Collegian or its editorial board. You see, in an educated population, people know, smart people, which would not include trannies, social justice warriors, pussy hat wearers, journalism majors. Okay, smart people know that an op-ed piece, an opinion editorial piece, by definition, is the opinion of the person writing the editorial. The fact that this has to have a disclaimer on every op-ed piece they publish. God, you people are dumb. You're just fucking dumb. Let's see. Looking at the Twitter stream. Ariel opinion. Lauren argues that keeping silent about mental illness is more harmful than speaking up. Oh, here she wrote a thing about how people with mental illness need to speak up. So again, so she's writing about trannies, mental illness. She's writing about being mental illness. Let's see. You may want to think again before signing up for a CrossFit class. You might. Our culture's obsession with wearing the latest styles. Whoa. You mean upper middle class and rich white girls' obsession with wearing the latest styles is causing unseen negative trends domestically and abroad. Oh, really? Here the 19-year-old girl is going to explain why assisted death is supported under the Hippocratic Oath. Oh, God, this is fucking hilarious. All right. What is this? the controversy over Kendall Jenner, a recent Pepsi ad featuring Kendall Jenner. I'm not enough of a loser to have seen any Pepsi ads, and I'm not enough of a loser to know who Kendall Jenner is. Oh my God, that's, oh Jesus. Need info for a newspaper article. If you are male and have experienced on-campus sexual assault, please DM me. This is back on April the 12th. Oh God, this is ancient. Wait, this is like fucking historical. Now we're into 2015. All right, well, she doesn't do Twitter very much. Columnist Laura Wilson argues that President Trump's policy shifts might actually be a good thing. All right. Okay, I should not get... Fuck. Oh my... All right, I'll have to... Jesus Christ, maybe I'll make fun of her later. Let's fucking focus. By let's, I mean me. Gee, hold on. I gotta look at. It's like, great one. This isn't what we came here for. Shut up. What's this? Oh, so she's celebrating that Donald Trump has fucking done a 180 degree pivot, as she puts it, on some of his opinions. All right, anyway. All right, focus. Shut, just focus. I can do that later. I just had to see what this little 19-year-old bimbo was agreeing with Donald Trump about. But anyway, all right. All right, let's get started. This it's game time. We're here. We're queer. We're not going shopping. For those of you who just went, what the fuck was that? That's what the homosexuals chanted back in the 90s when they were protesting. They would chant, we're here, we're queer, we're not going shopping. And of course, they did go shopping. I know they went shopping because they were all wearing clothes. You know, they all had houses filled with stuff. They ate food. Of course, they went shopping. On July 26th, Trump announced via Twitter that transgender individuals will no longer be permitted to serve in the U.S. military, quote, in any capacity, unquote. While Trump claimed that his decision was made after consulting, quote, generals and military experts, unquote, this seems to be untrue. Secretary of Defense James Mattis was out of the country when the viral announcement was made. And Army Chief of Staff Mark Miley was not even aware of the decision until after he heard about it in a news report. Okay. First of all, Army Chief of Staff Mark Miley is not the only general or military expert. Trump may indeed have consulted with generals and military experts. Your evidence that one general didn't know about this until it was announced is not really evidence that Donald Trump didn't talk to some generals and some military experts. Second of all, so the Secretary of Defense was out of the country when the viral announcement was made. Well, first of all, Donald Trump could have talked to the Secretary of Defense before he left the country. Also, Lauren, now, I know that you're a girl, you're young, you're a millennial, you're probably majoring in journalism, you're not very smart. Wait, does it say, because it doesn't say in the collegian anymore what people are majoring in. Does it say on about Lauren Wilson? There's nothing. I wanted to see what she's majoring in. I understand why they're not going to tell what they're majoring in. All right. Okay, focus. I'm sure it's the Lord's, okay. Lauren, sweetie, honey. The Secretary of Defense may have been out of country at the time. See, sweetie, we have these things. They're called telephones. We also have this thing called email. Now, maybe you're not familiar with these devices. But see, if the Secretary of Defense is in another country, and Donald Trump, the Trumpenfuhrer, the President of the United States, are you triggered yet, wants to talk to him, see, Donald Trump can take this thing called a telephone, and he punches in some numbers, and then it sends a signal. This is really complicated stuff. I wouldn't expect you to understand. It sends these things called waves. It's electricity in wave form. It's really complex, sweetie. Just trust me. And it goes and it bounces off some satellites and tower, and then it reaches the Secretary of Defense's phone, and the Secretary of Defense answers it, and they can talk to each other in real time, almost as if they were in the same place. Like if they, like just like I could be talking to somebody right next to me, that with the telephone, see, you can talk to a person on in another country, just like that person's right next to you. I know this is very patriarchal because it was invented by a white man. And I'm sure you've never used a telephone because that would oppress you. This is the future of America, guys. This is educate. This is 12 years of public education working on a college degree. This is the future of journalism. This is the future of America. Quote, unquote. We're fucked. We are so fucked. Upon closer inspection, Trump's decision is nothing but a thinly veiled act of discrimination against an already marginalized demographic. They're marginalized because they're mentally ill. They're marginalized because they're a tiny percentage of the population. They're marginalized because they are parasites. They are hiding behind their mental illness. They're using it as a shield. It's an act of discrimination. Notice how for this left-wing status social justice warrior, everything becomes discrimination. Once again, they don't see their own discrimination against people who disagree with them. Once again, guys, the reason I hate you isn't because you're a social justice warrior. It's not because, just like I don't hate the trannies because they're trannies. I don't hate you because you think everybody is equal. I hate all of you because you want to use the government to force me to think and agree with you. Fortunately, at the moment, it is only a tweet. No official legislation has been passed. Then why are you all shitting all over yourselves? Do you not? Is there nothing important going on in the world? Did all the Muslims that were murdered by Hussein Obama with missiles from flying robots, did they all spring back to life? You can just forget about that. Wait, I thought last time I checked, like 18 out of every three women were being, no, 18 out of every two women were being raped every 3 seconds. Is this really the most important problem in your life? Is Donald Trump's Twitter account really like the central pivotal focus of your fucking existence? And if it is, how fucking worthless is your existence? That's a rhetorical question. We know how worthless your existence is. However, if this ban is indeed upheld, thousands of transgender persons will become further financially, medically, and socially compromised. So if trannies are not allowed to serve in the military, they will become financially, medically, and socially compromised. Now, she'll go into a little bit more about that. But if they're going to become compromised, well, should I wait? All right, I'll wait. Hold on, let me mark this. I got to make sure I just come back and cover that. Trump asserted that the military ban on transgender individuals was due to the tremendous medical cost and disruption they would create. This is completely unfounded. And why is it unfounded? Oh, here's why. Because a RAND Corporation study, which we're not actually giving the title, the date, anything like that, and it was, of course, done by a corporation, and we know how much liberals love corporations, study found that the transgender-related healthcare expenses would cost the military $2.4 to $8.4 million annually. Again, that's a mighty fucking big range. And they say, great one, you hate women. That's why, no, that's not why I think women shouldn't vote. Here's why women shouldn't vote. Because women think that $2.4 to $8.4 million is not a big deal. Honey, let's go with the low ball figure. Let's go with the $2.4 million, even though we know that's not true. When has anybody ever successfully predicted government spending on anything? Government spending always goes over budget. Well, let's pretend that $2.4 is realistic. That $2.4 million has to come from somebody. That somebody is me. Now, if you, Miss Wilson, you and all your fucking left-wing status social justice warrior fucking hippie millennial piece of shit friends, if you all care about trannies so fucking much, the trannies getting kicked out of the military don't have to be financially compromised. Well, you could hold a fundraiser for them. I'm sure you could cough up, you and all your little SJW millennial friends, you could cough up $2.4 million, no problem. I mean, you all have jobs as baristas, right? At most, that amounts, and here we come back to the percentage argument, I get to do it again. At most, that amounts to a mere 0.017% of the Defense Department's yearly expenditures, based on 2014's $49.3 billion. So now the number's getting even smaller, because in the previous article, they did the percentage as a percentage of military healthcare spending. But now we're going to look at it, this as a percentage of overall military spending, it's only 0.017%. Now, wait a minute. Which number is 0.017%? The $2.4 million or the $8.4 million? I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Once again, there's 18 out of every 2 women are raped every 3 seconds. So if I go rape a woman right now, the overall, that will only be a 0.017% increase in the number of women being raped. Therefore, it's no big deal, right?
Right.
Because spending $49.3 billion isn't enough, let's throw another $2.4 million on top of that. Because, hey, it's other people's money. She has a vagina. She has no clue where money comes from. She has a million, a billion. We can just print more, right? We're already spending so much money. And this is when I say unto you, women have 2 compartments in their brain, one for shopping, the other one they don't use. This is what I'm talking about. Women's brains are geared towards spending resources. They have no concept. But it was on sale. I saved money. I bought it when I was on sale. When it was on sale, not when I was on sale. I apparently have no compartment in my brain for linguistic skills. Women say that and they believe it. They really believe, oh, I bought these shoes on sale. I saved money. Women really believe that if you're already spending $49.3 billion, what's another $2.4 million? As for Trump's claim that transgender individuals are a disruption in military readiness, it is important to consider that the RAND study, Rand's study also determined that, quote, less than 0.1% of the total workforce would seek transition-related care that could disrupt their ability to deploy, unquote. Again, so what? Transgendered persons are clearly not joining the military to receive hormone treatments or gender reassignment surgery. Yes, they are, because they are receiving it. We just read in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious an interview with a Hishiit who is going to the VA to get testosterone treatment. Hishiit is receiving hormone treatments paid for out of the military budget, which comes out of the taxpayers' wallets. Don't fucking tell me trannies are not going in the military to get hormone treatment when the trannies in the military are getting hormone treatment. And once again, if you're not getting the hormone treatment, if you're not transitioning, if you're not getting gender reassignment surgery, then how the fuck are you a tranny? Are they real? I mean, it's one thing when you sit here and you say, well, a tranny is somebody who's going, undergoing the surgery. But I mean, are there like people in the military? God help me. And this is why I have no respect for the military anymore. I understand there are still some people in the military who are true soldiers, you know, the Navy SEALs and maybe for now the Rangers and stuff. I get that there are still true soldiers, but most of the military is just a fucking welfare program. We'll see that. She admits that later on. We're getting to it. It's just a fucking welfare program for people who can't get jobs. That's why I have no respect for these people. That's why I have no respect for the military. Are there people in the military? Can you go in the military and just say, I am a transsexual, I have the body of a man, but I'm really a woman? And will they let you, do you get to wear a female uniform and live in the female barracks and shower with the women? And I read this somewhere that if you just declare you're a woman, instead of having to perform to the performance standards on the PT test for a man, you only have to perform to the performance standards for a woman. Remember, men and women are equal. That's why the military has different performance standards for men and women. Men have to do way more push-ups and sit-ups and everything else. I read this. It was on the internet. It must be true. All you have to do is say, I'm a woman, and instead of having to do, you know, whatever it is, 60, I don't remember from when, it's probably changed from when I was in anyhow. I'm sure it's been notched down because there's so many fat people in the military. But instead of having to do 60 push-ups in 60 seconds, you only have to do 20 push-ups in 60 seconds. I mean, is that true? Is that really what's going on? Are there people in the military just saying, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl, or I'm not a girl, I'm a boy, and they just automatically get treated that way? Guys, the military is not a place for fucking social experiment. The purpose of the military, there's not a lot of things Rush Limbaugh got right in his life. One of them was when he said feminism was created so as to give ugly women access to mainstream society. Another thing he got right was when he said the purpose of the military is to break things and kill people. And that is the purpose of the military. I, unlike Lauren Wilson, have actually been in the military. The purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. And you say, great one. Is that why you went in the military? Yes. I went in the military. I didn't go there to fucking go to college. I didn't go there to fucking get hormone treatment. I didn't go there to make friends. I didn't go there to motherfucking whatever the fucking else, be a file clerk. I went in the military, into the infantry, for the purpose of killing people who would threaten the United States of America. That was why I joined. Because one day somebody might threaten the United States, and I and my friends would be there to put bullets in them. That's why I fucking joined. Continue reading here. They are joining because they want to serve their beloved country. Right, the same country they're trying to destroy. The same country they hate. They can't shut up about the patriarchy, about how white people are racist. They want to bring the Muslim. Don't tell me they fucking love this country. Once again, just the lies. The fucking lies. When you find these people, They are not, they do not love this country. They love themselves. So Trump's two sole, quote, reasons, medical cost and disruption for the ban, are moot, if not entirely baseless. No, they're not. Just because you say there's a RAND report that says these things, I promise you, you didn't read the report. Just because you disagree with the Trump and Fuhrer doesn't mean the Trump and Fuhrer's decision is baseless. Because once again, here's the thing called reality, sweetie. Here's the deal. The Trump and Fuhrer is the legally elected commander-in-chief of the United States military forces. You're just a bimbo. Trump and Fuhrer, commander-in-chief, Lauren Wilson, bimbo. The Trump and Fuhrer's declaration is not baseless because the Trump and Fuhrer is the commander-in-chief. See, when you are the commander-in-chief, you get to make commander-in-chief decisions. When you are the bimbo, you get to shut the fuck up. What then does this mean for the transgender persons currently serving? What does this mean for the great ones' linguistic skills? It means they don't exist. It means greater financial, medical, and social strain. So we're going to be financially, medically, and socially compromised. Now we're going to have greater financial, medical, and social strain. All right. Here we go. Currently, the U.S. military is believed to be the largest employer of transgender persons in the world. And when you wonder why I don't respect the modern military, that would be the reason. A 2014 estimate by a nonpartisan national commission. Oh, God, I love when they throw around words like nonpartisan. Place the number of employed at 15,500 with between... Oh, okay, so they're saying the total number of employed trannies in what? It doesn't really say the world or the United States. All right, but anywhere, there's 15,500 trannies employed somewhere with between 1,320 and 6,630 transgender service members in active duty military. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that the same bullshit number we saw over here? Okay, so over here it claims that this was the RAND Corporation study that gave us this estimate. The bimbo is saying that this was a nonpartisan national commission. So did the number come in the previous... Here it is. In the previous article, quote, a 2016 RAND Corporation study estimates that between 1,320 and 6,630 transgender service members are in active duty in the military. 2016 RAND. She's claiming these exact same numbers come from a 2014 estimate by a nonpartisan national commission. So either one of these people is lying, or the RAND Corporation, which probably got paid with federal tax money, just copied the numbers from the people who did this study in 2014. But no, this says 2014 estimate. This says a 2016 estimate. They both have exactly the same numbers. So in 2 years, the number of trannies didn't change? I don't know. Could you guys use the internet or something to research your material? Could you find the actual study you claim to be quoting instead of just making shit up? Oh, but with the, you know what? This is math. It doesn't matter. This is just what matters is feelings. Donald Trump is literally Adolf Hitler. That's what matters. The fact that my data can be determined to be bullshit by some fucking asshole talking into a microphone and yelling at the internet, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the Trump and Fuhrer is literally Hitler. Since the Obama administration lifted the military ban on transgender individuals in 2016, that number has most likely risen. But I don't really know that because I have no data, because I'm just making all of this up. So the United States military employs more trannies than anyone else. So what you're saying is trannies can't get jobs in the free market. Do we, the royal we, as a nation state, and unfortunately we have a status society, we have a military, okay, there it is. Do we want a military that is made up of people who can't get jobs? Do we want a military made up of people who are only in the military because they couldn't get a real job because they're too fucking mentally ill? And you're going to say, well, they're discriminated against. How can they be discriminated against? Everybody out there is a fucking social justice warrior. You got fucking courts forcing bakeries to make cakes for people. You got affirmative action laws forcing people to hire people because of their gender, or the gender they think they are, or the gender they might be, and their skin color, and everything else. How in the fuck can there be any goddamn discrimination? It's difficult for transgender persons to find and keep jobs in other fields due to issues like harassment, employer discrimination, and insecure housing. Get a job and buy a fucking house like everyone else. Why is this so fucking hard? Once again, I mean, trannies can't even fucking find a place to live. You can't rent an apartment. You can't find some other people and fucking rent a room in an apartment. But somehow or another, you're competent enough to be in the military. It's like voting. If you can't get a job, you shouldn't be allowed to vote, and you shouldn't be in the fucking military. Hence, having the ability to serve in the military is not only a privilege, but a financial necessity for many transgender individuals. In other words, it is a form of welfare. It is a financial necessity to allow them to serve in the military because they can't get a job anywhere else. It is a financial necessity to have welfare because some people can't get jobs. This is what the United States military has been reduced to. It is a form of welfare for people who cannot get jobs and cannot afford to pay for their own medical treatment because they can't figure out if they're a boy or a girl. This is why I have no respect for the United States military anymore. It's a fucking joke. Furthermore, if the Trump administration continues on its current trajectory, it's fair to assume that policies similar to the era of Don't Ask, Don't Tell may be reinstated. How the God, who remember when Bill Clinton was president? Did you ever think we would look back on the Clinton presidency and go, man, those were the good old days? My God, how far we have fallen. When you look back at Bill Clinton and go, you know, the guy wasn't that bad. Sure, he raped some women, but I mean, once again, who gives a shit? Right, they're it's not like they're people. If this happens, current transgender military members will be labeled mentally unfit for service and forced to discharge. Well, wait a minute. If the Trump and Fuhrer declared that trannies can't serve in the military, and that's a real thing, it's not just something on Twitter, but it's a real order from the commander-in-chief in the military, commander-in-chief of the military, linguistic fucking skills. Will you please show up and assist me? If that's a real thing, then don't the trannies have to leave anyway? If the trannies don't have to leave, then what? It doesn't actually mean anything what he said. This type of dismissal does not provide former employees, they're not employees, they are members of the military. You people are fucking confused. I understand this because you've never been in the military. You're not a fucking employee. In the military, unless this has changed, and God knows with all the faggotry, maybe it has. When I was in the military, you signed a piece of paper. Your body belongs to the government. You are not a fucking employee. You are no longer protected by the Constitution. The fucking Bill of Rights do not apply to you. You are subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice. There is no freedom of speech in the military. They are not employees. This type of dismissal does not provide former employees with any benefits, meaning they will not have access to VA hospitals. Well, they shouldn't. Why should they have... I'll just go ahead and drop that. Why should they have access to VA hospitals? So they can continue getting their testosterone treatment at taxpayer expense? No, the VA hospital should be treating people for injuries sustained in the line of duty while they were in the military. This whole thing where, well, I want my fucking free testosterone treatment. No. Once again, I said in the previous one, let's reiterate this. I don't hate you because you're a tranny. I hate you because you're a parasite. You're in the military because you can't get a fucking job. You're a parasite. After you get out of the military, you still want the taxpayers to pay for your fucking hormone treatments. You're a parasite. If you're so amazing and so fucking awesome and you can do anything and you can go girl or boy or he, she, it or whatever the fuck you think you are, get a goddamn job. Create value for other people. Make money like normal people do. If you think you're normal, do things that normal people do. Get a job. Create value for other people. Manage your finances. Pay for your own health care. The great one went to the dentist today. The great one wrote a fucking check for that. The great one paid for his fucking dental visit with money he earned by creating fucking value for other humans. If you think you're equal to me, and we both know you're not, but if you want to prove you're equal to me, instead of quoting some fucking study from the Rand Corporation, get a fucking job and pay your own bills. You can't do that because you're a fucking parasite. So not only will transgender persons, don't start a sentence with the word soap, stupid bitch. So not only will transgender persons be struggling financially, but medical issues may go untreated too. Get a fucking job. Through the history of the human species, billions of people have managed to get jobs. It's not that fucking hard. Didn't you just have fucking 8 years of Obama? Hold on. Why would their medical issues go untreated? Are you not aware that Obamacare passed? Are you not aware that healthcare is affordable? The name of the act is the Affordable Health Care Act. Why would they not be able to get medical care? Everyone has medical care now, and it is affordable. Obamacare passed. Do you hate black people? Are you racist? Did you not see the fucking video on YouTube about Julia's life under Obama? Under Obama, she got pregnant, she went to college, she got all her health care paid for, her fucking retirement was awesome. And when she was under Obama, Julia got everything she wanted. Last I checked, Obamacare hasn't been repealed by the evil Nazi Republicans. Why would the trannies not be able to get access to health care? Finally, the social stigma against transgender individuals may be worsened by Trump's bigoted decision. Now, the social stigma against trannies is worsened by trannies' behaviors. That's what worsens. Once again, if you could just stop being a parasite and get a job and function like a normal person, you wouldn't be hated. I know you don't understand this, and I know you don't believe it. You're not hated because you're a tranny. You're hated because you're a fucking parasite. You're hated because you expect preferential treatment based on your personal choices. You're hated because you use your trannyism as a fucking shield to avoid any confrontation and never having to do anything. You're hated because you expect the government, and the government does it, uses force to force people to accept you and to hire you and to talk nice to you and not use words you don't like. That is why you're hated. You are not hated because you are mentally ill. You are not hated because you can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl. You are hated because you are a tyrannical, hate-filled parasite who expects free shit. Well, I get that's the parasite part. I repeat myself. But it can't be repeated often enough. If certain people are deemed unfit and unworthy of serving our country, why should they be deemed fit and worthy of things like education, employment, or respect? Let it be known that I certainly do not hold such a view myself, but radical Trump supporters might. Yes, because if you can't serve in the military, obviously you shouldn't be allowed to have things like education, employment, or respect. Okay, education, sweetie, is something that you have to pay for. Or you have to work for it. Anyone can go get education. You could be educating yourself right now listening to this podcast. Education is a process. Employment. No, I would love it if trannies went out and got some jobs. That's what I've been bitching about for the podcast in front of this and the entire podcast so far for 46 fucking minutes. I would love it if you trannies could get a fucking job. No one's telling you you're not allowed to have jobs. Telling you you're not allowed to be in the military. You shouldn't be in the military. Military is not a job. It's not a social experiment. The purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. And the military is spending, according to your numbers, which might be made up, the way all your rest of your shit's made up, $49.3 billion of my tax money. And respect. Now, you have to earn respect. Once again, trannies aren't. The reason trannies are not respected isn't because they're trannies. They're not respected because they're parasites. Because they're whining, sniveling, simpleton parasites. Here in Colorado, we are fortunate enough to have tolerant communities and laws that support non-discriminatory practices. Yes, we're fortunate enough to have a government that forces people to behave a certain way because we're free, right? That's freedom. Right? When the government forces you to behave a certain way, see, that's called freedom if you're a social justice warrior. Once again, if we have laws that are going to force people to hire trannies, then what's the big deal about trannies not being in the military? Why are they going to be so, what the fuck, financially, medically, and socially compromised? Why can't they come to Colorado, get a fucking job, make some money, and pay for their own health care? And they'll have friends because the government has laws that will force you to be nice to the trannies. My God, when you're going through your life, when you need the government to pass laws to force other people to be nice to you, maybe you should kill yourself. Maybe if you're that fucking pathetic, that you need the government to pass laws that use the threat of violence to force people to be nice to you. Maybe you should consider that your life has no fucking purpose other than to serve as a warning to others. Just recently, our state passed an act which bars job discrimination based on, among other things, sexual orientation and sexual identity. So do you get to ask that in the interview? Do you go like, so what do you sexually orient as? Once again, we're going to force employers to hire people. Or we are going... The great one. No one's forcing them to hire the trannies. Not yet. The quotas are coming. More locally, on the CSU campus, tolerant practices towards transgender individuals are embodied in numerous ways. Oh, they're embodied. Oh my God. From the school's 60-plus gender-neutral restrooms, for those of you who can't, have I ranted enough about the whole thing about trannies or people not smart enough to figure out which bathroom to use, and that it's not a big deal, and that if you're a tranny, you can go in either fucking one, and nobody really cares? To its Pride Resource Center. Due to the politically charged nature of the military ban, the Pride Resource Center respectfully declined to comment. Oh, they're so brave. They're just standing up for what they believe in. They declined to comment. Unfortunately, as Trump's recent tweets so prove, Trump's Twitter trumps tranny twit tricks. No, just kidding. Unfortunately, as Trump's recent tweets prove, the progressive and inclusive actions, progressive and inclusive, oh God, those are two fucking words that make me want to vomit. Those need to go in the lexicon. The progressive and inclusive actions of our state are not echoed in all American minds. Yes, you see, not every mind in the United States is thinking the way Lauren Wilson would like them to think. We have to do something about that, because you cannot be allowed to think differently from Lauren Wilson. She is 19. She knows everything. She has all the wisdom. She is into progression and inclusiveness. Progression? Progressiveness? She's a progressive. Whatever, she's a freak. There are other people out there who think different than her. Only time will tell if the blindsided Department of Defense will uphold his decree. Until then, supporters of the LGBTQ KKK community will continue to protest and shout their opposition to the ban. They certainly have every right to do so. I'm sure Lauren doesn't even know what a right is or where it comes from. And no, sweetie, you don't have a right to do so if the government takes it away from you. Just like you don't have a right to decide who to hire and not hire, or who to make a cake for and not make a cake for, or whose testosterone treatment to pay for if you're a taxpayer. No, you don't have a right to any of that. You only have the rights that the government allows you to have. Because you, sweetie, in addition to being stupid, are a slave.